Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Bill Stern with the Colgate Shave Cream Sports Newsreel.
Shave Cream and Bill Stern is on the air. Colgate Shave Cream and Bill Stern with stories rare. Surrounding Bill's advice and you'll look so keen. You'll have a face that's both smooth and clean. Colgate Shave Cream and Bill Stern.
The 554th edition of the Colgate Shave Cream Sports Newsreel, featuring America's most famous collector of yarns and stories. Some legends, some hearsay, but also interesting that we like to pass them along to you. And to do this, here is radio's number one sports reporter, Bill Stern. Good evening. Our guest tonight is the blonde sensation of the nation, Miss Shelley Winters. But first, here is Reel One, Portrait of a Murder Mystery. This is the strange and mysterious story of two men, two sportsmen who lived in France, two men who loved sports, but much more important, two men who were both famous as French detectives. One of these two famous French detectives was a man named Robert Ledru. Robert Ledru was famous as a detective in France because whenever there was a murder that the French police could not solve, invariably they'd send for him. That's why they did send for him one day in the year of 1888 when the little French seaside town of Saint-Adresse was shaken by a most exciting murder. The night before, a man, while walking along the beach, had been shot through the head, dead. Immediately after his arrival on the scene of the crime, Robert Ledru, the French detective, found an important clue. For in the sand on the beach near the body of the murdered man, Robert Ledru found a footprint. A footprint that he knew would solve that crime. For several minutes, Robert Ledru stared at that footprint. Then he took a plaster cast of that footprint, and he went to the nearest police station, where he dramatically said,
"Gentlemen, I have solved the murder. Look, here is a plaster cast of a footprint I found on the beach. This is the footprint of the murderer. I will show you how these footprints led up to the body. But first, look at this footprint. It is the print of the left foot. But see, one toe is missing from that foot. Now, gentlemen, let me remove my own left shoe. See."
The French police stared, fascinated. Robert Ledru was showing them that his own left foot also had one toe missing. And what's more, it fitted that footprint exactly. Once again, Robert Ledru spoke.
"Gentlemen, I am your murderer. I committed this murder when I was walking in my sleep."
Well, that's the story of how Robert Ledru, the most famous detective in France, solved a murder. He solved it by proving that while walking in his sleep, he himself had committed that murder. However, in his defense, his lawyer made one of the most dramatic pleas in French legal history when he said,
"Since Robert Ledru is the most brilliant detective in France and the only man capable of solving certain murders, and since he himself only becomes a murderer at night when he is asleep, I request that he only be imprisoned at night. During the daytime, he will help us solve many murders that otherwise would never be solved. Yet at night, he will be locked up so that he himself cannot commit murder."
Robert Ledru was sentenced as a murderer to spend the rest of his life in prison, but only at night. During the daytime, he was free to help solve other murders. But do you remember, ladies and gentlemen, I said in the beginning that this is the story of two men, two French detectives? Well, I've told you the story of the first of these two French detectives, Robert Ledru. Now listen to the story of the second French detective, a man named Henri Latour. Henri Latour, who, like Robert Ledru, would also only be called upon to solve the most baffling of French mysteries. That's why, on one particular case, after weeks of investigation, Henry Latour finally arrested a man, and he charged this man with murder. Not only did Henry Latour arrest this murderer, but he built such a strong case against that man that the murderer was convicted and sentenced to die, whereupon the judge said...
Monsieur Latour, this is the most brilliant example of detective work I have ever seen.
Then a strange thing happened. Shortly after Henry Latour was responsible for the conviction of that murderer, he resigned his job and retired to a lonely little village where he lived a hermit's life until he died. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that's the story. Maybe you'd like to know why this famous French detective did become a hermit after sending a certain murderer to his death. The reason was that the man that Henry Latour had convicted of murder and sent to his death, the man that he'd sent to his death, was his own son. Wait a minute. Strange that we should tell the story of a father and a son on this weekend. For this Sunday is Father's Day, and one of the strangest father and son stories that we know happened near New York City. And it's another murder story. Once near New York City, a boy was murdered. But stranger still is the fact that the boy's father was also murdered 3 years later in the very spot where his son had been murdered. But the strangest part is that the man who murdered that father on the very spot where his son had been murdered, that man was the Vice President of the United States, Aaron Burr. Real 2. Fellas, what's your ideal shave? One that gets your whiskers off without a tussle, a shave that's close and fast and velvety smooth, one that leaves your face feeling pampered and comfortable? Man, that's a Colgate brushless shave, and now's the time to try Colgate brushless. On this swell proposition, there's $1 cash says Colgate brushless wins you in a flash. Sure it will. Listen.
Because it's light and fine textured, Colgate brushless completely surrounds, softens, and supports each bristle better than greasy heavy cranes. No matting down, no clogging. Your razor doesn't skid or skip when you use Colgate brushless, but cuts through clean and smooth.
That light, fine texture of Colgate brushless shaving cream really does the trick. Takes the torment out of shaving, makes even barbed wire beards come up smooth and easy as schoolboy fuzz, leaves your face feeling comforted and refreshed. And Colgate brushless is economical, too, because it spreads easier and further. Prove it to yourself. Get a large or giant-sized tube or jar of Colgate brushless shaving cream tomorrow. Use it 1 week, and if you're not convinced that those delightfully cool, comfortable shaves are made for you, just mail me back that carton top and Colgate will see that you get $1 promptly. Address me, Bill Stern, care of Colgate, Jersey City, Zone 2, New Jersey. You can't top this offer, and you can't top those sweet shaves. Remember, there's $1 cash. Says Colgate brushless wins you in a flash. Reel 3. Profile of a Roughneck. This is the story of a rough, tough athlete. A rough, tough athlete who was a girl. A girl who once said,
I can beat up any guy in my class.
The girl who said that was a girl named Shirley Schrift. And even though Shirley weighed only 90 pounds, she was ready to fight anybody at any time. Yeah, Shirley Schrift was rough and she was tough. Not only was she rough and tough, but she was homely, too. She had buck teeth, a mole between her eyes, a mop of wild, unkempt hair. However, when her classmates used to kid her about her looks, she'd reply,
So I ain't pretty. So what?
Sure, Shirley Schrift was homely, but she didn't care. She was more interested in athletics than in her looks. That's why one day, when she was going to the Thomas Jefferson High School, Shirley went out to watch a basketball game. And there, at that basketball game, she saw the captain of the team. And that's when rough, tough Shirley Schrift first fell in love. Now, Shirley wished that she was pretty, so that the basketball captain would notice her. But no matter what she did to make him notice her, he hardly knew that she was alive. That is, he hardly knew she was alive until finally one day when he stopped her on the street and he said to her,
Look, Shirley, why don't you get wise? Nobody's going to fall for you, least of all me. You're a roughneck. When I fall in love and get married, it'll be with a beautiful girl. A girl as pretty as a movie star. Not with the likes of you.
Well, that little roughneck, that tough little girl with the buck teeth and the mole between her eyes, That little girl who was told that the guy she loved would never marry her because he wanted to marry a girl who looked like a movie star. That little roughneck named Shirley Shrift is today one of the most glamorous movie stars in Hollywood. For today, Shirley Shrift is famous. Ah, you know her today under her stage name of Shelley Winters. And here she is in person, the star of Winchester 73, the blonde sensation of the nation, Miss Shelley Winters.
Thank you, Bill. And thank you for plugging my picture, Winchester 73. There were certainly plenty of athletics in that picture. It's a Western. But you know, I've always been interested in athletics, particularly baseball, where I lived in Brooklyn most of my life. So I'm an ardent Dodger rooter. But even before I lived in Brooklyn, I was born in St. Louis, Missouri, and that's where I first became interested in baseball. You know, the thing that attracted me to baseball originally in St. Louis was the mascot of one of the St. Louis teams. But even though that was several years ago, the mascot of that St. Louis baseball team is much more famous today, not as a baseball star, but as a movie star, because the former mascot of this St. Louis baseball team was Betty Grable.
Thank you very much, Shelley Winters, for your tribute to Betty Grable. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is the story of Shelley Winters and Betty Grable, two girls who were both born in St. Louis. Ah, but speaking of St. Louis and the people who've made that city of St. Louis famous, let me tell you another strange story, the story of a St. Louis man named Andrew Sterling. Andrew Sterling loved horses. He loved to bet on them. And that's why one day he found himself greatly in debt to a bookmaker. A bookmaker who came to him and said,
"Now look, Pop, you owe me $150. Get it up, or there'll be trouble."
"Trouble? But I haven't got any money. All I've got's a song that I've written. Would you take this song in payment of my racing debt?"
"A song? What good would a song do me?"
"Ah, but that song was good. So good that the bookmaker had it published. Had it published, and the song became a nationwide hit. And that's the story. The story of how a bet at a racetrack made a song famous. A song written about the city of St. Louis. Ah, but maybe you'd like to know what that song was. That song that became famous because of a racetrack bet. That was the unforgettable song called Meet Me in St. Louis, Louis.
Meet me in St. Louis, Louis. Meet me at the..."
For Arthur Gary.
Don't forget, of all shaving creams on the market, only Colgate Brushless Shaving Cream makes this offer. There's $1 cash, says Colgate Brushless wins you in a flash. Yes, you go big for those wonderfully smooth, clean, comfortable shaves, and here's why.
Because it's light and fine textured, Colgate Brushless completely surrounds, softens, and supports each bristle better than greasy, heavy creams. There's no matting down, there is no clogging. Your razor doesn't skid or skip when you use Colgate Brushless. Instead, it cuts through clean and smooth.
That light, fine texture of Colgate Brushless Shaving Cream really fixes tough beard and tender skin. It prevents razor scrapes, smooths the shave, leaves your face feeling truly comfortable.
So get a large or giant-sized two-board jar of Colgate Brushless Shaving Cream and see for yourself. If 1 week's use doesn't convince you that it's the shave of shaves, just mail me back that carton top and you'll receive $1 pronto. Address me, Bill Stern, care of Colgate, Jersey City, Zone 2, New Jersey. How's about it? There's $1 cash. Says Colgate Brushless wins you in a flash. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is the 3-0 mark for tonight. Next Friday night, we'll be back, same time, same stations, when our guest will be the man who's made the most amazing comeback in golf history, the golf champion of the United States, Mr. Ben Hogan. See you then. And until then, I'll be seeing you on the screen in the News of the Day newsreels at your favorite Lowe's or Associated Theaters. Now, until next Friday night at this very same time, when our guest will be the golf champion of the United States, Mr. Ben Hogan, this is Bill Stern wishing you all a good night.
Colgate Shave Cream Mandelson is on the air. Colgate Shave Cream Mandelson with stories rare. So that it grills advice and you'll look so keen. You'll have a face both smooth and clean. Colgate Shave Cream Mandelson.
The latest book by Bill Stern entitled Bill Stern's Sports Quiz Book is now on sale in bookstores across the nation. Be sure to listen tomorrow night over the same network to the Colgate Hour of Fun. Yes, fun for the whole family with a day in the life of Dennis Day, followed by the hilarious Judy Canova Show. Shirley Winters appeared on this program courtesy of Universal Pictures and will soon be seen starring in the next picture, Winchester 73. The Bill Stern Show tonight came to you from New York.
Here, Mind Your Manners at its new time tomorrow on NBC.